Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, one of my favorite Christmas elves, and that would be George Earl here in Marshfield. You're the guy who does it year after year. You are behind Marshfield Community Christmas, and and you've worked so hard at it. So we had to check in with you.
I'm not alone, Christine. We got people helping out here. But it's been a year already. I can't believe it.
I can't either.
Yeah. But as usual, I'm up here begging again because we're behind on donations, and we need to start getting some of these donations in. We're doing the same thing we did last year because of the COVID thing. There'll be no people contact, and we won't be taking any toys. We will be taking checks and money like that, and we will be taking gift cards. Now, that's what we've been sending out, and I got some good feedback last year when we sent out the gift cards. It worked out very good, so we can do that again this year. And I'd like people to know where they can mail they can mail it to Marshfield Community Christmas, P.O. Box 713, Marshfield, Mass. 02050. If you want to give us a call at 781-837-8405, I've got the answering machine on up there. Now, we're at the fairgrounds again, and I want to thank the Fair Association. Outside is a big community Christmas sign, and next to it is a metal box. If applications are in the metal box, if you need help, take one of the applications and fill it out. There's also a mailbox in there, and you can put your mail in that. So we're trying to get this. Now, I've been having one little other problem. A lot of out-of-town people are calling us for help. And I was trying to find out what happened. I'm saying, wait a minute, this is not South Shore Community Christmas. This is Marshfield Community Christmas, you know, for Marshfield people only. So, and I'm hoping people will realize that. Other towns do have the same kind of programs, and they're doing the same thing. I do have a list of those.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I know Scituate does that, and Pembroke helps out. Now, if people are not familiar with Marshfield Community Christmas, you help provide Christmas presents for families here in Marshfield that otherwise would probably have nothing. Yeah. They also get something to eat. And as we've mentioned in the past, some of these kids that ask you for things, they're asking for things like blankets and a coat for their mother.
It's basics. Basics. Mm-hmm. But as I stress again, we can't deal in person. So last year we did 256 families, 603 children. And the gift cards will be gift cards for stores to pick up a gift and also gift cards for food, you know? So it's been working out good. And like I said, we're at the fairgrounds gate, the gate B. You can see it very easy because the Marshfield Kiwanis are selling their Christmas trees there. So you can't go wrong trying to, find out how to pick up an application or make a donation.
Right, so you can do it right at that little building. Yeah. Again, it keeps everybody COVID safe. And for people that can't drop it off, I want you to give them your phone number again. I want you to give them the mailing address again for Marshfield Community Christmas.
The phone number is 781-837-8405. And the mailing address, Marshfield Community Christmas, P.O. Box 713, Marshfield, Mass. 02050. And listen, remember, this is not a handout. This is a Christmas gift. And we wanted to do it that way, in that feeling of Christmas, you know?
Absolutely. And you know what? We're going to see how the donations are coming in, and we're going to talk to you next week and put in another plug, and hopefully we'll get everything kicked into gear.
Yeah. There's also, I haven't seen on the telethon. Mike Maresco is handling the telethon again this year. I believe it's December 10th. Please contact him if you have any questions on that. Or whatever you want to find out about it.
Okay. Oh, sure, and we'll make sure we get him on the air here, too. But that's George Earl. He's the voice and face of Marshfield Community Christmas. We're going to keep you posted. Make sure all these kids here in Marshfield get something great under the tree. And then we'll also have Mike Maresco on soon and remind folks about the telethon, which is your big fundraiser. I believe that's coming up on the 10th.
Yes.
Hey, George Earl, thanks so much, as always, for joining us. And we'll be in touch and remind folks about helping you out.
Thank you and WATD for all your help.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's George Earl again. We'll be back with traffic and weather right after this.